Leaders formally agree a Brexit deal at a Brussels summit, urging Britons to back Prime Minister Theresa May's package, which faces furious opposition in the British Parliament. Reuters' Sarah Charlton.
A stark message from EU leaders in Brussels Sunday as they urge the UK to back Theresa May's contentious Brexit deal. After years of tough negotiations, the British Prime Minister's plan finally has the approval of all 27 EU states. But the challenge is now in Britain, where it still faces furious opposition. EU leaders took barely half an hour to rubber stamp the 600-page agreement on Sunday after last-minute talks on Gibraltar cleared the way. The biggest question is now whether May's divided minority government can steer the deal through Parliament, where opposition is fierce.
French police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse violent demonstrators in the heart of Paris as thousands gathered in the capital and beyond to vent anger against rising fuel prices. AP's Zaria Shackley.
Footage from the near capital's Arc de Triomphe showed a construction site shed on wheels set on fire and thick black smoke plumes rising. Paris deployed some 3,000 police to contain the day-long demonstrations that included a tense protest at the foot of Champs-Élysées. Authorities said that 5,000 protesters flooded the capital's famous avenue, with 81,000 protesters in total nationwide. According to police, at least 20 people, including four police officers, were injured in the day of unrest. I'm Zeria Shakili.
More than 100 people were wounded in a suspected toxic gas attack in Syria's Aleppo late Saturday, which health officials said was the first such assault in the city. The government there has denied any wrongdoing or any part in this. This is VOA News. Nigeria's president has finally broken his silence about the deaths of dozens of soldiers.